Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Of all the conversations that we've had in our 7 years, this gives me the most amount of creeps for some reason.
Well, let's dig into that. Why does it?
Well, let's dig in. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
We're just recording a live sex talk between the two of us. For what reason?
I don't know, but we are recording everywhere. We are on TikTok. We are on
Twitch. YouTube. Yeah, well, eventually
and
we will
be on YouTube. And the podcast app.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning
in. Spotify.
If you're just tuning in for the first time, we're delighted to have you here. You are a sneaky freak, officially.
And I, if you are watching on any of these platforms, am wearing a sneaky freak t-shirt.
That's absolutely right.
That you could buy in our merch store online. Just go to www.sextalkwithmymom.com.
Way too early.
/ merch.
Mom, way too early for the All fucking right. swag. All these right. are new viewers. They're suddenly going to want to buy your t-shirt.
Of course.
All right. We start with the same segment. It's a question of the week, the sneaky free question of the week. This week, did you come up with this question?
I did.
You did. The question is, have you or someone you've been with lasted under a minute? Please tell us what happened before, during, and after. How did you come up with this question?
I think I was perusing the internet and saw that some people were talking about lasting times.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this is a good question for the sneaky freaks.
To the sneaky freaks on TikTok or Twitch, tap that screen if you have, in fact, lasted under a minute. Let us know if I am alone in this, because I have to say I have a lot of experience lasting under a minute. In fact, a minute seems like a lifetime to me.
A lifetime.
During some of these experiences.
But that was in your past. Apparently in your present, it's not the same anymore.
You know what? It has changed. You're
no longer a horny teenager.
I think my testosterone has peaked. I think I'm on the down slope now.
Down slope?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You think that has anything to do with it?
No.
Or am I just becoming more? I've been doing a lot of edging when I masturbate.
All right, why don't you not edge then?
Maybe. No, that's supposed to help.
Oh, so that might be what the.
It gives me more control over the PC muscles.
The stamina, the whole
Kegel
thing.
Muscles.
Doing the Kegels.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to answer this question first or do you want me
yes,
to?
Yes, I had a few experiences like this.
Yeah.
They have not been fun with the receiving end of things.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this on the podcast before.
You have. I felt shamed afterwards.
No, it's not about you. What are you? Why do you feel
because
shamed?
Because I have lasted under a minute, and then you.
Okay,
go on.
But in all fairness to this person I'm talking about, who I'm sure is no longer even listening or knows me or anything,
he might be deceased.
Unfortunately, I've had that happen too. Ex-boyfriends have become deceased. Okay, but the ones who are alive. I was in college at the time at U of I. By the way, we have Dale in the house.
Welcome to Dale.
Dale.
Dale in the house.
Hello.
He's back.
And the reason I brought Dale up is because he also went to University of Illinois.
We want to protect Dale's identity, okay?
That he went to University of Illinois.
Okay, all right.
There's 40,000 students there. I don't think his identity is
all
blown
right,
yet.
All right, okay.
Are you okay with that, Dale?
We're past it.
Okay, so I went to University of Illinois, and I was having this torrid, like, mental love affair with this guy, like, back and forth. Every time we'd see each other, it'd be like electricity. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it was like, we'd look into each other's eyes and just like, ooh, it's like we'd melt.
What are you squeezing over there with your hand?
I was thinking about that, the melting, squeezing, whatever. I'm nervous now that you said that. Okay, Are you ready to hear the story?
I want to hear the story.
Do the TikTokers want to hear this damn story?
Give them some hearts if you want to hear the rest of the story.
Give me some hearts if you want to hear the juicy part, because the good part is about to come.
You're such a tease, Mom. Just fucking give us the story.
Well, that's what we were doing. I was teasing this dude so much, and it was like even just making out with him was like crazy. So we finally, after like, it seemed like eternity, but it was probably just like 3 months or so, we finally decided to do it. Doing the nasty down in the Champagne Urbana. Yeah.
Going in the cornfields.
Yeah.
Getting your freak on.
And we were not in the cornfields. We were in, I think, my friend's apartment. I don't know why I was in my friend's apartment. I get together with this guy. We're all excited. We get in the bed. We literally, it was one pump. That was it.
One pump dump. Wow.
That's it.
Did he continue on after that?
No.
In terms of pleasuring? Nothing.
Nope. That was it.
See this?
One pump dump. I tried one more time with him.
That night or a different time
like
entirely?
A few days later.
Okay.
Same thing. I don't blame him. He was a young teenage boy and I was a young teenage girl. No one had any education on what to do, or what to say, or how to avoid this in the future, or how to, just remember that you can just get it right back up like a little rabbit again.
So for some people, not everyone gets it right back up.
Well, anyway...
But there's other things you could do. You could pleasure the woman.
Focus on her.
Yeah. Or man. You know, who knows?
Well, in my case, it happened to be a man. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you have an instance that you'd like to bring up?
I have many instances, not any of which I really want to bring up. I will bring one up.
Okay.
It was a New Year's one year. It was a wonderful way to end the year. I think we went to...
Or begin the year.
Begin the year, end the year...
Was this many years ago or was this like a week
many
ago?
Many years ago.
Okay.
And it's a New Year's. I probably was eating a lot of candy. I think I actually ate a lot of steak that night. I was having...
Gas?
I was drinking a lot. So I had a lot of steak. I had like meat sweats, you know?
Meat sweats?
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of alcohol.
Oh.
And I just remember going back. I had a girlfriend at the time and we had sex. And the sex, it was the worst sex of my life. I went in... And I knew I was going to come immediately, so I just stayed there. And I just came, and I just kind of held it there for as long as I could, and then I pulled out, and that was the fucking end of that thing.
And she was probably fine with that.
She was not fine with it.
Oh.
Who was fine with it?
Well, I
wasn't even fine with it.
If you could stay in there long enough, she won't know the difference.
Long enough. 2 seconds. 3 seconds.
It was 2 seconds longer than the first pump?
Yeah. It was really a one-pump dump. It was really...
So
it
what
was a
happened?
Horrible experience. So, we were close at that point. So, you know, she understood I was fucked up on meat and alcohol.
Sometimes alcohol makes it so you can't do anything.
Yeah, that is true.
So at least you were able to do a lot.
Sneaky freaks out there in the audience, do you guys want to weigh in? Feel free to tell us your story if you've lasted less than a minute long. And, what was happening during, before, and after. We did have responses that were written into us.
But before we do that, Dale, do you have any story of that happening to you?
Nope.
Okay. Joseph, any stories?
Okay, no one wants to have this.
Nobody wants to share that story.
No one wants to confess to this shit.
Why? It's not. It's natural. It's natural. It's very natural. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
With a new partner especially, where you guys aren't familiar with each other, there's a lot of anxiety. Some guys can't get it up. Some guys, they can get it up, but they can't come.
And the same thing for girls. I mean, like, women just don't have an orgasm with... I would wish I had a 30-second orgasm.
You wish?
That would be fun if I could do it over and over again like that. Yeah, I'm like
nice.
One and it might take 45 minutes at times.
It's possible. I've been with many women that are like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's read some responses. How about that?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we got Justin who says, heck yes, I've lasted under a minute. A couple of times were predictable. As I was dating a tall, wicked girl who delighted in secretly edging me over my clothing at family or public events.
Oh, man.
So when the time came, I volcanically erupted in record time. Another memorable one was the first time a coworker and I went at it, which was unexpected. It snuck up on me and I went in like 28 seconds. It was so surprising we burst out laughing. Didn't go again that day, but I made up for it as soon as I could. How does he know it's 28 seconds long?
And what is it?
It's
a stopwatch?
Specific.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a specific time.
Yeah.
By the way, I wonder if when you're doing this thing, if it's really 30 seconds, or maybe it's really 3 minutes, or maybe it's like, you know, 1 second.
What do you mean? You think the time gets a little warped?
Yeah, you can be warped.
You can be warped. What about this tall, wicked girl that's edging him over the clothing?
Do you like tall, wicked girls that edge you over the clothing?
I could get into that.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, why not? But it's at a family or public event. That part, I wouldn't be so excited about.
I think it's fun.
At a family event?
Yeah, why not?
The fuck?
I mean, I wouldn't do it these days because obviously I've been with the same guy for 15 years. It'd be a little weird if all of a sudden I'm just like, you know, hey, let me rub your dick.
You fucking jerking D's off in the fucking Sunday night dinner? What the fuck is that?
No, I'm saying I haven't done that recently or ever for that matter. But I'm saying it sounds like...
I never, ever want to catch you jerking D's off.
I don't think you need
events.
To worry about it, okay? That's not going to happen.
Disgusting.
But I don't want to see... I don't want to think of you and your future dates like rubbing one out either in front of everybody.
You were the one that said you enjoyed this.
I just thought it was funny.
All right. By the way, if you're just tuning in, feel free to give us a text if you want to participate in this conversation at 310-356-3920. That's our text number. You'll get a weekly text. You'll be part of the Sneaky Freak community.
And if you can't remember it, just go to the show notes.
The show notes, baby. All right. Julia says, yeah, last under a minute, a Tinder hookup. First time sucking dick. Apparently, I was too good. Then fucked doggy style after taking a break, but it was quick again and not enjoyable for me at all. He didn't touch the rest of my body or anything. Just wanted to get off. Oh, I hate that.
I hate that. I had one guy that did that, and then he said, I'm like, well, what about me? He goes, well, give me a second. And he turns on some porn, ready to go do the same thing again.
Wait. He completely forgot about you.
Yes.
And then he went for porn trying to get off again.
Yep.
You know, when someone treats you, whatever your gender is, when they treat you like a hole or a stick, a pole. Sometimes I feel like I'm being treated like a stick.
You're just always being taken advantage of. I don't know why do these women do this to you?
It's a very inhumane thing to do.
I know, because it's not always about your stick.
Well, it's not always about the hole. You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying.
She goes on to say, only my second time having sex, so I didn't know how to ask for other things. Though I do know now and am way more confident taking the lead than I was back then. Not a negative or non-consensual experience, just not good. The next partner I was with asked me questions the whole time about what I liked. Green flags all around. Asking questions?
I think a lot of it is limited knowledge in general. That's what I'm trying to say is that from my experience that I had, it was just both of us were limited in what we knew about sex, which now, you know, as a cougar, I think it's important to confident, older, unique, genuine, assertive women, well, racy women will in fact teach younger guys what to do and how to not act like
a dumpster is not fun to be. Ugh. All right,
it is the woman's responsibility also to help educate.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know,
you think you put it on the woman?
Well, I'm saying if a guy's going to do that,
then
and thinks
to
it's
say,
okay.
Hey, what the fuck
say,
is this?
Hey, that just did not work for me.
Yeah, we got another response here, mother.
What?
Noelle says, yes, my man often lasts under a minute since we don't see each other that often. He's also uncut, so he is more sensitive down there compared to other people I've been with. Apparently, I'm good at what I do. LOL, love you both. Love you, Noelle. Okay, we got two things coming up here.
What?
We got number one, the fact that they don't see each other a lot.
Oh, yeah, I went through that for 4 years.
And then every time you see each other, it's a quick in and out situation?
Well, you know, that first time is very exciting.
My God.
But then the uncut versus the cut, I don't know. I mean.
Okay, so we were talking about Noel. We were talking about about the uncut situation. I don't know how to compare a cut and uncut penis and know which is more sensitive. I've heard this anecdote before that uncut, you have more nerve endings down there that aren't. But who knows? I don't know. I'm not an expert in this.
Well, irrelevant, because either way, you have to work with what you got.
You got to work with what you got. You got to breathe. I find that the breathing is what's key to lasting long.
What? The long as a parasympathetic nerve system, the exhale.
You got to exhale that shit.
Exhale.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dane says, let's be honest, I think most men have had it happen, but just because it happens doesn't mean the fun is over. Toys, oral, and stimulation of the clit are all great. While you're making her feel good, round two can happen next.
Dane, you got it, Dane.
Dane has really got it.
Dane has got it going on.
Toys, oral, and stimulation of the clit. You know, you don't even, when you're going into someone, the clit is not even stimulated most of the time.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, it depends on the angle and everything. Yeah. But that is.
What is that angle called when you're kind of like, you know what that angle is?
No.
There's a specific technical term to this shit.
What is it?
When you're kind of rubbing against it and.
Dry humping?
No.
Oh.
Dry humping.
I don't know. I came up with.
It's not the technical term.
Best thing I could come up with.
No. Anyway.
Well, because there is clitoral tissue inside. The vagina.
Yeah.
The vajiji.
The vajiji.
Vajiji.
The vajiji.
The vag.
The vag.
Okay.
Gary says, yes, a woman I was like, she's... Okay, this one, I am going to just read exactly how he wrote to us, because it's hard for me to even interpret this. Gary says, yes, a woman I was like, she's hot as fuck, and then I put it on, and she started shaking. I was, what the fuck? And she squirted, and I thought she pissed on me and was like, OMG, did you just? And she was so embarrassed. I felt bad, and then I jizzed on her face and left.
Oh.
And also, your mom is hot as fuck, just saying.
What's this guy's name?
Gary.
Nice name, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Fucking hitting on my mother, giving me unintelligible... the fuck is that?
I don't know, but it sounded like his girl had a good time.
I guess so. I don't know how to respond to that. That's a hit on for you, I can tell you that. All right. A shit on for me, FYI.
Thank you, Gary.
Tracy says, yes, my ex-boyfriend did the first time we had sex. He used a condom, and then when he finished, he tapped my knee and said, now don't get pregnant, like a total ass. Not only did he finish super quickly and gave me no pleasure whatsoever, he had the nerve to say that as well. He's an ex for a reason.
Oh, that's a major ex.
Fuck that guy. Ugh. Now don't get pregnant. What a disgusting...
That is so patronizing.
Patronizing, insensitive.
And annoying.
It's bad all around.
That is like one of the worst stories I've ever heard.
It gives me the creeps.
I would have been
Can
so upset that I even let him come near me. I would have to take three showers. Whenever I'm with someone who's disgusting like that, I have to take three showers.
Oy, oy, oy.
And it doesn't help.
What possessed him to even say that? What is that going to help?
Well, apparently he just wanted to make sure that she had some mental way of communicating with sperm inside her that might have gotten loose.
The whole thing, I can't even have this conversation.
She has superpowers.
Yeah. LJ says, I've never had the unfortunate ability to last under a minute. Always wished I could meet a woman that could get me off quick. Usually for me, it's the other way around. I last way too long, and most times I need a round two if I'm not the active participant. See, this, I'm telling you, guys fall on either side of the spectrum usually at first.
If I'm not the active participant.
I need round two if I'm not the active participant.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means, actually.
Was he laying there like a starfish?
I don't know what the active participant is. Usually it's a tango, you know?
Yeah.
I
don't know what that meant. Well, we'll have to get clarification.
All right. Victoria says, has happened with multiple partners when we haven't had sex for a while and we finally do, bam. Sorry, not sorry that it's too good. It's a great ego boost for me and I don't worry about it because then there's a total focus on me afterwards.
There you go.
It's an ego boost.
If you had known what you know now when you were suffering from embarrassment from your, you know, inability to stay the course.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
Yeah, I would still feel uncomfortable. It's never a fun feeling when you ejaculate or want to.
But if she's saying that there's so much stuff that can go on after that, and
it's a great ego boost,
it's a compliment.
That is a pretty big compliment.
Someone got you so excited.
Yeah, I would say so. I would try to say something like that when I was if I came quickly, but it never felt good.
That's because no one's excited you are about in it. Your head.
Yeah, no, maybe.
If you were not in your head, you'd be like, oh, I could just do what the other idiot did and say, let's just turn on some porn and get me hard again.
Then fucking moron. Last one we got is from Jay. I've got more than one partner off within a minute. Sadly, the quickest quickie I've ever managed is still around 3 minutes.
Why sadly?
I guess he's wanting to go off a little quicker.
No, I think get her off a little quicker.
See, the quickest quickie I've ever managed. So I've got more than one partner off within a minute. No.
See,
the,
yes, he's thinking,
helping other people off within a minute. Right. And he himself has not come
well, my him. Point is, I don't like it. For my orgasms, I don't like it to last a minute and then done. I like it to drag out.
Mm-hmm.
More prolonged orgasm.
I'm on board with this. I've been saying this forever, that a lot of people assume that guys have the same orgasm.
Yeah.
If they come, they come. It's not the case. If there's buildup, if there's foreplay, you're going to come much harder. It's going to be way more intense, you know, pleasure.
Glad we're on the same page.
No one thinks that. People know that with women, I think, but they don't think that about men.
Right. Why do you think that is?
It's a social thing.
Social construct.
Yeah, social construct for sure. Anyway, that is our segment of hit on or that's our segment of the Sneaky Freak Question of the Week. Thank you to all of you who have joined us and participated in that wonderful conversation.
And if you would like to join us in our future conversations, all you have to do is...
give us a text at 310-356-3920. That's our text. I wanted to introduce a new segment.
What is that?
This is a segment called What the...
What the...
What the... What the... We have a couple clips I wanted to play.
Oh, I'd love to see.
We got Dale here who's going to help us out. Dale, can you pull up the first clip? What do we got? What's available to you now? Here. We're going with clip number one. Okay, so this is from a TV show that just aired on TLC. It's a reality show called, what is it called? MILF Manor?
MILF Manor.
MILF Manor.
I think I've seen this, actually.
I guess the premise of the show is... Well, let's play it, and you'll get a sense from this trailer what it's all about.
I think I was actually asked to try out audition for this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And here we go.
I took a pass.
So you're going to be 24. You're since 23.
No, he's 20.
No, I'm going to be 21.
Oh, you're the baby.
You're going to be 22, right?
I'm going to be 22.
You said you were his favorite.
That's what I like to hear.
That's so nice. And I'm probably the oldest.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way.
April is the woman who immediately caught my eye. I would like to get closer with April. Who knows, maybe I could get her out of her comfort zone and show her what it's like with a younger man.
That's a beautiful ring, by the way.
Thank you.
It kind of reminds me of your face. How do we
know? Oh, he has the moves
out there. Younger guys seem like they have a zest for life. They're not jaded. And even though I'm this age, I've always been very physical and have a high sex drive. So if you're going to have a younger guy, there's going to be a lot more sex, I would think.
Yeah. Joey, which one's your mom?
Yeah.
Really want me to point her out?
Okay.
What is going
Joey
on?
Joey is just a young buck. And
okay, yeah. Okay, so let me just recap what the fuck we just saw. This is a new show, a reality show called MILF Manor. Basically, they bring all these single moms and their kids into a room or into a, like a, it looks like a private island where the fuck they're at, a resort or something. And they just allow the younger dudes to hit on the moms, even with their moms present. You see what I'm saying here?
You didn't like that. You've had that, haven't you had that experience before?
I have been on a family vacation with you where an acquaintance of mine was hitting on you. And it's literally the most uncomfortable experience I think a young guy can have to watch his
and
mom
also,
get hit on.
And also,
look at this guy.
He looks like he can be her grandson.
It is so fucking sad. And then she's going off about how the younger guys have higher sex drives, which matches hers. What do you feel? How do you feel?
Well, that could be. I mean, she just has a lot of plastic surgery going too.
What do you think about this whole show premise, though? This is very disturbing.
You know what I don't like? I never liked the word MILF.
This is the rub?
I like cougar. Okay. Confident, older, unique, genuine, assertive, and racy. Those are all like empowering kind of words.
Yeah.
MILF is all about mother, I'd love to fuck.
Yeah. I'd like to fuck.
Or I'd like to. I would love to.
It's not as passionate as yours. Yeah.
That's just using the woman as some sort of reciprocal.
Receptacle. Yeah, yeah.
For fucking.
Yeah, it's another a dumpster situation.
Right. It's not like wanting to really get to know the person. I'm not saying you need to marry the person, but it would be nice if you had some ability to communicate. When I was single, even though the guys were younger than me, I was still like not... I couldn't get into any kind of sex with someone who I thought was he's almost a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. He was just 20, right? He wasn't even able to drink. Yeah. And his flirting, the pickup lines are so awkward.
It's so awkward.
It's just bad. Would you watch the show?
N-O, no.
N-O, no.
Would you?
No, I have no desire. Dale, you have a desire?
No.
Okay, we got... And Joseph?
I'm all over it.
Joseph's been watching it for years.
Joseph loves this idea. Well, what were your thoughts?
This is horrifying. Yeah, I would never watch this shit.
Would you hit on any of my friends in a public setting like this?
No. You have even tried to set me up with one of your friends.
Some of my friends wanted to be set up with you, but I
You'd be okay with it?
Again, it depends on circumstances, what age you're talking about. If you're in your 70s and she's in her 80s, then it's okay. But if you're in your 20s and she's 40-something, this woman looked like she could be in her 50s.
I think of all the... Oh, my God. Of all the conversations that we've had in our 7 years, this gives me the most amount of creeps for some reason.
Well, let's dig into that. Why does it...
Oh, let's dig in.
Let's dig in. Let's delve into why it's
getting closer and closer to
like
this,
incest.
Yeah.
You know that's the most popular type of genre of porn is mother of son or stepmother, stepson or whatever.
Yeah.
Does this remind you of that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of getting to that level. But also,
are you glad that I said no to the casting?
If you were on this fucking show, if I had to go on the show, it would be a fucking nightmare.
Would it be more of a nightmare if we went on this show or The Amazing Race?
The Amazing Race would have been more fun, for sure. Yeah.
But
I would have maybe gotten more frustrated with you on The Amazing Race, though.
Here you would not be frustrated
I would be extremely frustrated, but The Amazing Race would be schlepping you around, trying to get you to answer questions and shit.
So what is the end result? Are they supposed to end up getting...
I guess they're supposed to... Yeah, I don't know.
Are they going
to
get married?
That's a what the situation.
What the?
What the?
I'm glad you found this because that was a horrifying little bit there.
Can we get the next what the clip going?
Absolutely.
As you get it going, Dale, did you have anything to say about what the clip we just saw?
Well, I'm kind of interested in whether or not the whole premise of the show is just talking about dudes that just banged your mom. Like, it's clearly they're trying to get them to bang. Like, that's...
Yeah, they're definitely trying to... Yeah, you could feel the producers, like, pushing the conversation. Yeah. Like, oh, dude, go hit on her with this line. This is disgusting.
Like, well, Dale, what would you do if you found out your mom was on this show?
I'd be like, what happened to Dad? I have a lot of follow-up questions.
But also, he would have to be on the show. That's what makes it very uncomfortable. If you were on a dating show, it would be fine. If you were on a dating show with younger guys, it would be uncomfortable. If you were on a dating show with younger guys and me, be extraordinarily uncomfortable.
I did go out with a guy who was on The Kittens and the Cougars.
You say that like everyone knows what that is.
It was a very similar type of premise with one guy, and he can choose between being with an older woman and a younger woman. And he said he chose to be the older.
Look at that. You love the show.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
But Kittens and Cougars is not MILFs I want to just bang and hopefully it's one of my friend's mothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, this next what the situation is called the grapefruiting technique. We might have to scrub through to find, but have you heard of this technique before, Mother?
No, what is it involving?
Well, you'll see. Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you.
All I know is it about, does it have to do with cum taste?
No, it has nothing to do with cum taste, no.
Does it have to do with having sex with a grapefruit?
Mom, why are you getting to the punchline before?
Oh, I have no idea what it was.
Well, you're guessing.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's go for it, Dale.
Now, this is my bonus technique, the grapefruit. Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited.
No problem.
When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time. No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. So what you need to do is you need to, of course, have a grapefruit. You want to make sure you get the ruby red. It's sweeter and it's easier. If you are allergic to grapefruit or can't use a grapefruit for your medication, you can always use a large navel orange. Now, what you want to do is make sure the grapefruit is room temperature. All you have to do is put it in warm water. Do not microwave it. Do not boil it. Then, once it gets to that temperature, all you need to do is roll it. The reason why you want to roll it is because you want to juice it up a little bit.
Yep.
The juicier, the better. Then what you're going to do is you're going to find the navel. There's two navels to the grapefruit.
But I'm
once you do that, you're going to place it on the plate, and the navel's on the outside. You want to take a knife, and you actually want to cut one side of that navel off. Now, all this that you're doing, he will not see any of this preparation because I'm going to tell you that a little bit later. It's a trick. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take it to the other side and do the same
thing. Maybe we should scrub through
a little bit. Yeah. So what is the premise of what she's doing?
So you should have a grapefruit that has two sides missing just like
this. Cut out the...
Now what you're going to do is you're going to put a hole in the middle of the grapefruit approximately the size of your man's penis.
Oh.
Do not make it too big. Do not make it too tight. Just approximate. Then what you want to do is you're going to take the knife midway down and make sure it goes all the way through. All you want to do is make a nice hole in the middle of the grapefruit. Now, if you take it and make it too big, that's okay because you can always squeeze your hands like the muscles of your vagina. And if you make it too tight, all you have to do is take your finger and push the flesh back.
This is a good point.
Now, when you grapefruit your man, he has to be blindfolded.
Ooh, the citrus I like.
There's no ands, ifs, buts about it.
Oh, my God.
So basically,
okay, so we get the gist of this.
What is this supposed to make your dick feel like?
I guess it's almost like having a creating your own kind of fleshlight.
That's what I was thinking. Look like a fleshlight.
Yeah, it's like you got like a mouth all around it.
So
plus,
what does it hurt your? You know, because it's acidic.
Apparently, it doesn't hurt because it's acidic, and as evidenced by her saying, don't let him see it. He's going to think it's acidic, and apparently it doesn't. I honestly have never been grapefruited. I can't say firsthand.
How did you find out about this in the first place?
A friend has been talking about getting grapefruited for many, many years.
Many years. It's like the pie in American Pie.
He has been grapefruited, actually.
What did he say?
Yeah, I think he said it was a phenomenal experience. I think for his birthday, he might have been grapefruited.
I think I may have to try this one of these days.
You're going to...
I'll report back.
A ruby red grapefruit. I like that...
But I would think it's very sticky and very messy.
You think maybe afterwards?
I think it'd be a cleanup disaster.
Well.
What if you do it with a pumpkin?
I would be down for this, by the way.
So go find someone to do it with.
I'm going to have to say, does anyone want to go out with me and grapefruit me and expect them to know what the fuck that means?
I think you better be in a relationship before you start grapefruit things.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, thank you.
Have Joseph or Dale ever done that?
Has anyone been grapefruited over here? No.
No.
We're getting two no's.
Are you guys interested in ever having that happen to you?
We got a no.
I mean, I'll take anything.
Dale is not particular.
Any fruit.
But you're not at all scared that it might burn and then, you know, because it's acidic and all that kind of stuff?
I'm ready to roll those dice.
Ready to roll the dice. Okay.
So... I think that's the end of what the...
I'm glad you brought this segment up to me because I would never have seen those two videos. And I got to say, I'm just very grateful. Or I'm very grapefruitful.
Good one. Very good one, Mother. All right. You want to end it with a little hit on or shit on, Mother?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's time for hit on or shit on. This is a segment where we take your comments that you leave us either on TikTok. Thank you for joining us. On Twitch. Thank you for joining us. Or anywhere. And we determine if they're a hit on or a shit on. So, Mother, what do we got this week?
Okay, this one, I don't even know what to say. This guy, James Baldwin, says...
James Baldwin?
Yeah. I don't even know what this is in response to, but he says, my warm baby batter all over your face and would have even much better effect, Karen. What is that? Warm baby batter. I just got so repulsed by that whole thing.
What is baby batter like a... like? come.
Yes.
Baby batter isn't that a fun way to refer to your own
Not cool. So that's a shit on.
Okay.
And then
good.
Here's one that's said
disgusting. It's also kind of like a hit on.
Praying on the, but you don't like us praying on the old and innocent. What does that mean?
Is this hit on or shit on or incomprehensible?
Incomprehensible.
Why are you bringing these up, ma'am?
I don't know. I just thought those were kind of interesting. When in regards to who pays for...
Wait, I would like to skip to F fun, the mom and the gay son.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a shit on.
Well, not shit on to call someone gay or not shit on to be gay, but it's a shit on because to use it in a way that is clearly you're trying to be offensive.
Dale, take that note. You can leave that in because I agree with you. You know what? It's the old boys mentality.
It is.
Yeah. The way you make fun of someone is by calling them gay. Who cares? Jesus. What difference does that make? He's not gay, but what difference does that make?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I responded to some of these. So a big video on TikTok went viral.
Okay. This is gotta be the final thing, by the way.
It had to do with your dad's deciding that in order to go on vacation that we'd have to have sex twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of response. I thought I'd read some of those.
All right.
Thomas says, who paid for the vacation? He pays, he makes the rule.
Ooh. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. That's a shit on.
That is a shit on.
John says, didn't specify if it was twice with you. What the hell?
That also shit on. Yeah.
Another one says, because dad knows he'd pay someone else three times a day if she didn't come with. Ha ha ha.
There's a bunch of shitty guys out there. This is my analysis after hearing all of these comments this week.
Well,
a lot of shitty people on the internet.
One more. Tacoma guy. Nah, bro. Some dudes just like to pump 10 times a day. Doesn't matter how good it is. What does that mean?
It means they like to fucking get off 10 times a day. What does that mean?
And it doesn't matter how good it is.
When you're reading through these, do you just not understand what any of this shit means? And you bring it over because you're like, this must be something interesting, either hit on or shit on.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand what the comments are like. Unbelievable. There are 200, 300 comments of all various, yeah, that's a good rule, or no, that's a shitty rule.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Mother. That was a wonderful segment of hit on or shit on.
But why do you think that hit home for so many people, a vacation rule?
I bet because... Probably there are other people out there that have gone on vacations where they've instituted this rule or have been experiencing that rule.
Would you institute that rule?
No. You kidding me? I mean, obviously not.
What did you institute one time a day?
It gets back to the, maybe it's a nice suggestion or something if you really want to get off twice a day. You know, like, hey, this I would really like to.
But when it becomes an obligation.
When it becomes an obligation, I'm not a fan of that.
Not a fan.
No.
Me neither. And all maybe right. If it wasn't an obligation, maybe I'd want to do it three times a day.
We've reached the end of the show, Mother.
Is it time for me to sing them out?
Sing them out. First, I want to say thank you to everyone who's tuned in. Whatever platform you're on, we really appreciate you chiming into this wonderful sex talk with my mother. I want to thank our Sneaky Freak Patreon members for making the show possible. If you'd like to give us a little gift to keep our lights on, please do so at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. A huge thank you to Dr. Self Tapes and to
Woo-hoo.
Dale for making this possible.
Woohoo! We love you guys.
We love you guys.
And if you would love to leave a rating for us, we'd love to receive it.
All right, Mother, let's do it.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having fun with grapefruities. You knew it. You knew I was going to say that.
Grapefruities.
Yes.
Love it. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.